At one point, Jesus' disciples seemed concerned that many of the Pharisees were so upset over his teachings that they were ceasing to follow him or listen to him any longer. They said to Jesus, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" When you read the word offended or offense in the Bible, you need to understand that the biblical concept of being offended is quite different from our understanding of the word today. Today, we think of being offended as getting your feelings hurt. Someone told you that you were putting on a little weight or suggested that your children were not well-mannered, and you became offended. You were upset with them for hurting your feelings. But normally, the Bible meaning of offended means to be caused to fall away from righteousness or from God or from Christ. Jesus gave a strict warning about those who offend little children, saying, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones." Jesus is not talking about hurting a child's feelings here. He's talking about so damaging a child spiritually, you become the reason he or she turns away from God for the rest of their lives. So Jesus' disciples, seeing many Pharisees walking away from following Jesus, feel it is their duty to inform him that his teachings have offended them. What Jesus has been saying has resulted in many of these experts in biblical law to walk away from Jesus. They had been offended. Jesus gives a remarkable response to this suggestion that perhaps his teachings had been a little too strong or too harsh for these Bible scholars. He tells his disciples, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind." Jesus is saying that these Pharisees that followed him around listened carefully to his teachings and debated among themselves about what he meant were unplanted plants. The Heavenly Father had not planted them as one of his own. They were onlookers, samplers, critics, analyzers, but they were not genuine disciples. And unplanted plants will always get uprooted at one time or another for one reason or another. It is amazing that Jesus tells his disciples, "Let them alone." In other words, don't go after them. Don't try to beg them to come back, and don't waste your time praying for them or mourning for them. They were never mine in the first place, and you shouldn't be shocked that they walked away. That is the nature of unplanted plants. I believe that there are such plants in the church today. What is an unplanted plant? It would represent people who have a fascination with the Bible and spiritual matters, but no real love for Jesus or people, and they have no genuine experience with Christ. The Pharisees were highly religious people, far more than any of the other Israelites. They constantly studied the scriptures and debated their meaning. They tried desperately to keep the laws of Moses, but for most of them, this obsession with the scriptures always remained at head level and never reached their hearts. They loved the idea of being a covenant people more than they loved God himself. They obsessed over the tiniest rules, but ignored the major ones. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith." We don't run into literal Pharisees today in our churches, but we sometimes see people who have that Pharisee spirit, people who are obsessed with church and the rules of Christianity, but have little compassion or concern for people. They have no experience with Christ and are just naturally religious. I must confess I have a hard time understanding such people. Before I was born again through faith in Jesus, I had no interest in church and religion whatsoever. I never read the Bible. I attended church maybe twice a year just to please my parents. I never watched Christian television and never read Christian books. Christianity seemed to me to be a boring religion suited perfectly to boring people. And then the Holy Spirit moved on my heart to read the scriptures, starting with the Gospels, and in a couple of months I was transformed from agnostic to believer. and I now had a fascination with the things related to Jesus Christ. So it is puzzling to me that there are people who are highly religious, attend church all the time, and yet are not true followers of Jesus at all. And yet there are such people, and not just a few. They're not real disciples, but they are naturally religious. Religiosity is just part of their DNA. Although they've never been drawn to Jesus himself, they are clearly drawn to religion. And if they live in a Christian community, chances are they will seek out a church to satisfy their religious passions. They are plants which the Heavenly Father has not planted, and according to Jesus, sooner or later they will find a reason to be offended and will walk away from it all. The Apostle John speaks of a similar people, writing, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." These people who left the fellowship of the Christ followers were plants the Father had never planted. John declares that the fact that they left the assembly of the believers was positive proof that, quote, "none of them were of us," unquote. They had been religious, they had had a natural inclination toward religious meetings and activities, but they had never been a part of the true church. When people walk away from church, from God, and from Jesus, we may say that they backslid, but my guess is that often they simply never frontslid. They had never had a genuine experience with Jesus. They were tares among the wheat, and eventually they reveal themselves to be tares. And there may come a point when, after making a diligent effort to restore them, Jesus tells us those terrible words, "Leave them alone." Although this seems pretty negative, there is a positive insight we can gain from this. The good news is that every plant which the Father has planted will never be uprooted. They will be established in Jesus in their 20s, throughout their middle age, and right up until their old age and their final days. They will be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, and Jesus will never leave them alone. In fact, he'll be with us forever and ever.